In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Get ready. It's one of America's most important, influential, and respected voices on cultural and political issues. An apologist, Christian political advocate, and author. Here is the founder and chairman of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes.
Hello today and welcome to Christian Perspective. I'm so excited to have you here today. We are beginning another great week of wonderful guests, and you're going to love my guest today. Donica Hudson is a prayer warrior. But before I introduce you to Donica, I want to thank our sponsors, the Citizens for America Foundation, for making this show possible. If you want to learn how to engage the culture for Jesus, if you want to know about events going on around the country, if you want to learn what the Bible says on specific issues like critical race theory, transgenderism, same-sex marriage, and so many other things. It's all in the Bible, and we can help you understand what the Bible says so you can develop a biblical worldview. A worldview is really just the lens through which we see the world. And as Christians, God wants us to see the world through the lens of the Bible. We want to help you do that. So visit citizensforamericafoundation.com. That's citizensforamericafoundation.com today, and sign up, and we'll send you, we won't kill you with a lot of spam, just we'll send you informational newsletters and emails from time to time to let you know about events that are going on and issues that are relevant in the culture today so we can impact the culture for Jesus. And of course, I want to thank Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary for being home to the Christian Perspective Studios coming to you right here from Memphis, Tennessee. If you're looking for a college to attend in the fall, I want to tell you, you need to take a serious look at the College of Mid-America. A lot of young people are going into schools today, and they are being indoctrinated on a level you would not believe. And my guest today is really an expert on that, on the crazy things that are going on in our school systems and our colleges across the country. But that won't happen at the College of Mid-America. You get a great secular education, but you will also get a wonderful biblical worldview perspective. Check them out. Also, maybe you already have a college degree, and you're wanting to decide, you know, how can I learn more about God's Word, increase my knowledge on the Bible? Well, I encourage you to take a look at the Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary. Now, you might say, well, Chris, I don't want to go to a seminary. I don't want to be a preacher. Hey, you don't have to be a preacher to go to seminary. It's simply a master's degree or a doctorate degree, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home now because, well, they didn't wait for COVID. They already had a great online program. But you can do it from home, online, and still get that great quality education. You can learn more at mabts.edu. That's mabts.edu. All right. Well, I've been waiting for a while. We've been trying to get connected. One of my favorite speakers, she is all over the country. Goodness, she's everywhere. But what I love about my guest today, I mean, there are many things to love because she's an incredible woman of God. She and her husband have a wonderful church that they planted in the mountains of North Carolina, and she's got wonderful children. But all of us need somebody in our lives. And if you don't have a prayer warrior in your life, I encourage you to find one today. We can't get along in this life without God, and we need a covering of prayer. And I know that when I have a problem, I can call Donica Hudson, and she'll be on her knees for me. This woman Amen. Is a praying machine. And so I'm just so glad to have her here. I'm not going to tell you all about her personal life. I'll let her tell you about that. We had her on the podcast back, I think, before we had the radio show, but I believe this is the first time, could be wrong, that we've had her on the radio show. But I'm just so glad to have one of my favorite people in the world, Donica Hudson. Donica, thank you for being with us today.
Chris, you're one of my favorite people in the world, too. And I am so thankful for what you're doing because not many people today are spreading the truth with a biblical worldview. I mean, we've got the mainstream media that is absolutely painting things as we're an anti-God country and sweeping us right into a new world order. And it's so refreshing to have people who are standing up for faith, for our country, who are patriots and still believe that the Bible is the final authority in this land. And so, Chris, I value your friendship, too. I'm thankful that we live near each other in North Carolina. And you got it. Anytime you need anything, you call me, and I am on my knees for you.
You know, the funny thing about living near each other, Donica, is the only time we see each other is when we're traveling across the country. We never see each other at home.
Truth.
It's always when we're speaking at places around the country.
Yeah.
But I just love you and your family so much. And I love the stand that you're taking. For those of you that don't have a copy, you need to check out Donica. It's DonicaHudson.com is your website. Is that right, Donica?
That's correct. Donica, D-O-N-I-C-A, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N.com.
Donica has written, well, she's got another great book coming out soon, but she has a book called Pray America Great. And every Christian should read that book. And you really should learn, it helps you learn more about our country and the founding of our country yeah. through prayers that Donica has put together. Donica, what led you to write Pray America Great? What led to that?
Well, I'll tell you about it in just a second. It was an incredible God encounter. But in your introduction on the radio show today, you talked about how we see the world today through the lens of the Bible, which is what we call a biblical worldview. And I wanted to point out that our founding fathers had a biblical worldview. Now, critical theory and history revisionists are telling everyone in America, and it's replete on the mainstream media, that we are not a Christian country, that we did not have a biblical worldview. But in my book, under the current communist goals, and that's from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen, which was read before our government, before our Congress in 1963, all of these current communist goals basically have been accomplished. But just to nail it down, one of these, let me read to you number 17, get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda, soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, put the party line in textbooks. Another one that discredits our Constitution, number 29, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Number 30, discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Now, I point that out because these things were read in 1963, and yet we are watching them play out before us today. So it wasn't surprising, looking back on this, when the Lord gave me a God encounter, basically. And in that encounter, I was told to pray third heaven prayers. And the problem with that, Chris, is I didn't have a clue what third heaven prayers were. And, you know, the scripture says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to search it out. So I'm searching through the scriptures to figure this thing out and, you know, understood that biblically there are three heavens, you know, the one that we're in right now, the earth and everything that we can see. And then there's the second heaven, the sun, moon, and the stars, which is where Satan has his throne in the second heaven. And then there's the third heaven where God the Father has his established his throne above all principality and powers and is the ruler of heaven and earth and the universe and everything and all of mankind. This is where Jesus is, where paradise is, okay? To pray third heaven prayers, I had to understand what, you know, how God framed the world. I had to understand the Bible. I had to understand our country and our Constitution. And so the Lord just took me on this deep dive into, okay, if I'm called to pray these things, and it was a pretty powerful encounter. During this, I was like asleep, Chris. The angel of the Lord came to me, and the words were spoken over his shoulder, and they actually came into me that I was to pray and that I was to write books. And at the time, I was totally perplexed. I woke up just mystified, like, what in the world was that? But in retrospect, God has, shown me why. In constitutional prayer right now, and that's what this book is about, is so important because right now we are so in danger of losing our country. People don't realize it. You know, the mainstream media has coded things, and we are not really hearing the truth unless you turn into a radio show like yours or into a few people who have gotten around the web and been able to broadcast the truth of what's really going on. And when what the Lord showed me is that the civil covenants that our founding fathers made are stored in heaven. just like Israel's covenants are stored in heaven. And when God looks at our country, when he looks at America, he sees us through these covenantal promises that he blessed with our founding fathers. And therefore, he wants to uphold those. I mean, that's what has defined us as a nation, and they are biblical. And so I just wanted to point that out, that when God calls us to something, he is going to equip us to do it. So whoever is listening on here, if God has spoken things to you that he is calling you to do, he will equip you. Just continue to search it out in his word and continue to pray it out, and he will reveal what your particular call is.
Amen. Well, let me kind of go down a rabbit trail with you on what you, when you mentioned covenant, a covenant with God. Can you tell our listeners, Donica, what a covenant means? Because that's, you know, that's a term we use within the church, but maybe some of our listeners, they have never been to church. They might not know what we mean when we say covenant.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point. Chapter 5 in my book is all about covenant, because I think that America has basically lost the understanding of covenant. We have a contract mentality. And in contracts, you know, if one or both of the parties who have entered the contract break it, then the contract's null and void, but not so with covenant. And that is because a greater and higher power, the Lord himself, has blessed that. The covenant that we as Christian believers are in is the covenant of grace afforded by Jesus' shed blood. Nothing can steal that from us. No matter how bad we are, we can always come back to the cross and be forgiven. The covenant, the Hebrews gave an example, and I go through that in chapter 5 of what was done to cut covenant. And that is the term is cut covenant, because historically speaking, you know, everything God did was done by covenant, and he foreshadowed the covenant that we're in. So the Old Testament is the old covenant. The New Testament is the new covenant. God framed the world with covenant. He made a covenant with night and day to shine. He says that he points to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that's because they were the covenant. And, you know, there's the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant. The Lord wants us to understand that when he cuts covenant with us by shedding his blood, that nothing's going to break it, and that we therefore have the authority and the power to operate under the name of Jesus, because he has sealed our spirits for heaven. So that is how significant covenant is in this world today, and most people just don't recognize it.
We're talking to Donica Hudson. She has a great book out about prayer. It's called Pray America Great. You need to go to her website, DonicaHudson.com. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about more about covenant, but we're really talking about prayer today. So get out your notepad. Yeah. You're going to want to take notes on what Donica has to say.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Walk in the footsteps of Jesus and see the Bible come to life. This December, join nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes, on a life-changing trip to Israel. It's one of the world's oldest and most fascinating travel destinations, luring the faithful from all over the world for thousands of years. Visit Jerusalem's religious quarters and explore Christianity's most treasured religious sites, like the Wailing Wall, the Dome of the Rock, and the Via Dolorosa. Walk with Chris through the winding alleyways of Nazareth's Old City and visit ancient Bethlehem, the place of our Savior's birth. Float in the Dead Sea, visit the Sea of Galilee, and the Jewish fortress of Masada. See firsthand where the events of the Bible took place. Touring Israel with Dr. Chris Hughes is a travel odyssey like no other. Visit CitizensForAmericaFoundation.com and get ready for an unforgettable trip and memories that will last a lifetime.
Do you desire to build family relationships that stand the test of time? Does creating a godly family seem like a daunting challenge? You're not alone. I'm Connie Albers, author of Parenting Beyond the Rules and host of Equipped to Be. As a mother of five, I understand your struggles. For 35 years, I have been helping families just like yours build lasting relationships. I'd like to invite you to tune in to Equipped to Be and visit ConnieAlbers.com
where I share useful tips and proven strategies to help you navigate the seasons of motherhood, faith, and life with confidence and joy.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Southern women scattered spring flowers on the graves of both the Northern and Southern soldiers who died during the Civil War. This was the origin of Memorial Day, which in 1868 was set on May 30th. From the Spanish-American War to World Wars I and II, Korea and Vietnam, this is a day for honoring all those who gave their lives to preserve America's freedoms. Beginning in 1921, every president has placed a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, which is inscribed with the phrase, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known only to God."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Welcome back to Christian Perspective. This is Chris. She's my guest today. She's one of my favorite people in the world, Donica Hudson. She speaks all over the country on so many issues. I tell you, if you want to have somebody come in and talk about what's going on in the school system today, and that's not really our topic today. We're talking about her book, Pray America Great. But she is one of the foremost experts in the country on what's happening with critical race theory and the deviant sexual education going on in our school systems today. But before the commercial break, Donica was talking about how God has covenants for us. And I'm bad, Donica, about going on rabbit trails. I want to talk about covenants just a minute more because I want people to understand the importance. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned right before the break, God deals with us through covenants. And so if you're listening and you're not familiar with that term, you know, in our society today, we have contracts, but a contract can be broken. A covenant was meant to not be broken. It's a much stronger, super strong contract on steroids, a promise on steroids. It meant it cannot be broken, particularly in the Bible, where the Bible talks about something called a blood covenant. So, we recently celebrated Easter, Donica, and people are asking, well, why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Well, really, right. If you go back and look in the Bible, it's because of a covenant. God made a covenant with a man named Abraham. Now, Abraham is a man who is famous in the three major religions of the world, Islam and the Jewish religion and the Christian religion. And God was close friends with Abraham. And God made a covenant, not just a contract, but a covenant with Abraham that if Abraham and his people would follow God and honor him, then God would give them the hope of eternal life and a great promise of eternal security one day. But because we live in a world of sin and we're born into sin, God knew that we couldn't keep that promise. And what they would do back then, I don't know if you've ever looked into this, Donica, for a blood covenant in the days of Abraham, they would dig a ditch, kill animals, and blood would run into the ditch, and the two men would hold hands and walk through that ditch of blood. And what that was saying is, if you break this covenant, then you will pay the death penalty yourself for you and your family. And this story is in the Bible for those of you who are listening.
Yes.
So God made Abraham fall asleep, and God symbolically walked through that ditch twice saying, Abraham, mm-hmm. I know that you and your descendants can't keep this word. So when you sin, I will pay the price for you. And that price that he paid, Donica, was Jesus dying on the cross for us that day. And so that's why it's important for us as Christians to understand the blood covenant. And here I'm going to go down another rabbit trail. I'm going to tell you another blood covenant, Donica, is marriage. God intended marriage to be between one man and one woman. And I'm not going to get too graphic here. My producers might get nervous. But when a woman has intercourse for the first time through a series of things that happen, there will be a little bit of shedding of blood. God intended that to be between one man and one woman, and that's to be with her husband. And that creates biblically a blood covenant in that union. Okay, I'm going to get off on all this, get off my rabbit trail and get back to talking about your book. And you were talking about constitutional prayer and understanding the Constitution and the history of our nation and why that mm-hmm. is so important for us. Do you think that constitutional prayer is important for us still today?
Oh, absolutely. The Lord showed me that because we understand, and your explanation was so good about understanding covenant. And I go into great detail about that and give the scriptures in chapter 5 of my book. The reason it's important that we understand that foundationally is because then we can understand that if a blood covenant is not going to be, it's between two parties, the closest, most enduring, the most solemn, most sacred of all contracts. It absolutely cannot be broken. And when you enter into that blood covenant with someone, you promise to give them your life, your love, and your protection forever till death do you part. And so it's the same thing. When our founding fathers wrote our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, all 50 state constitutions, they all called upon God the Father, the Creator, to bless this covenant because they had biblical worldview. And they understood that if we wanted to continue to exist as a country, we needed to ask God's protection and blessing till death do us part. And we, the enemy, Satan, who is using other globalists, actually, countries that are operating through communism and Marxism, are trying to pull us away from that understanding. That's why this show is so vital, Chris, so vital. And yes, constitutional prayer is important because the Lord showed me that these civil covenants that our founding fathers, the civil covenants that the Israelites made, they're all stored in heaven. And when God looks through at our country, he sees those. And when we go and petition God to preserve that civil covenant, it ushers in a force of covenant in history. And by that, I mean it ushers in the host of heaven and the angels of heaven to preserve that covenant. And so these prayers in my book are re-covenanting prayers. Another thing this does is it repatriates our hearts as prayer warriors and as Americans, because God recognizes the civil covenants of our country. And see, we have actually even been programmed through the false separation of church and state, sacred cow, that we can't even pray. A lot of prayer warriors have a prayer block about praying for our country because this lie has been seeded into us. There, separation of church and state is nowhere in our Constitution. That was in a letter to the Danbury Baptist. And so the purpose of the enemy in sowing that is to keep us from really taking our full authority, because we have dual citizenship here on earth and in heaven. We have citizenship as Americans through our Constitution that are recognized in heaven, and we have citizenship in heaven because of the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. When we get that grounded in our heart, we can pray with an authority and an understanding of covenant that absolutely will preserve this nation.
And we need that so much, Donica. I'm so frustrated when I hear Christians that don't want to pray for our elected officials or engage in the process, and they don't understand that our country really was founded by Christian leaders. I mean, quit listening to the liberal media and study the history of what happened at that time. And if you go to a place like Boston or Philadelphia or even Washington, D.C., so many Christians were involved in the founding of this nation, and they memorialized it. There are hundreds of scriptures on buildings when they were built in our nation, and many of the great monuments and buildings in Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia, and Boston were dedicated to God. And as you said, you're talking about constitutional prayer, and people say, well, you know, our Constitution has nothing in the Bible. Well, you better open your Bible. And some people that say that have never read the Constitution. I know you know this, Micah, but every article in our Constitution came out of the Bible.
Amen.
From Exodus.
Amen.
You can trace every single thing in our Constitution to God's Word. We were founded as a Christian nation. It was Christians who came to these shores in hopes of religious freedom. And we need to wake up as a church and take a stand on what God's Word says today and take a stand in our nation. Well, Donica, so we need to pray with a constitutional prayer. How does a prayer warrior strengthen their prayer? How can we have authority when we're praying for God? Because I know, again, a lot of people are like, well, Chris, why do you pray for this or pray? Donica, I know you're like this. I pray about everything. I'm not trying to sound hyper-religious here, but you know, I pray about everything that I do, I hope. When I get in trouble is when I didn't pray. You know, when I don't pray about something, that's when I get in trouble. And I don't think anything is, you know, I don't think anything is too trivial to God. We should be in conversation with him all the time. But there are some people, and again, I'm not trying to stroke, you know, I know you don't have an ego, but you know, I mean, there are people that are praying with authority. You're one of those people. But we all have that ability if we just realize the power of prayer and the connection that we have to God, that we can all pray with great authority. So, Donica, how do we do that? How do we get authority in our prayer and reach the gates of heaven and God's ears and to move in a mighty way?
Well, that is an excellent question. And I just want to say that if you're listening here, first of all, to have that authority, you first got to know that God loves you. God knows the number of hairs on your head. And a lot of people can't get past the fact of understanding that they may have had a bad father on earth, and it's hard for them to understand the concept of a loving father. So we have a loving father who created us, knows the number of hairs on our head, and also has given us authority by sending his only begotten son to die in our place for our sins so that we would have this authority. And when you get that deep in your soul, you're able to pray fearlessly. And there's a scripture I want to bring us to. I want to share a little story first. My husband and I put together a multi-church team years ago, about 15 years ago, and went to a foreign country. And when we got there at the airport, I was greeted by someone on staff. I had never met this person, and he told me, "I understand you have this special power." And he said, "I need to get rid of fear. Will you pray for me?" And I went to the missionary who was head of this, that was a dear friend of mine, and I said, "Did you tell this person anything about me?" He said, "No." So and later on, our team did go and pray for him, and he got set free from fear. So I learned that we become known in the spirit realm because of our authority in prayer. And what I want to ask everyone on the line today, on the radio show, did you know that Jesus attributed great faith to a Roman soldier because he understood authority? Yet we have all these faith-building seminars. We need authority-building seminars. In Luke 7, 1 through 10, the Roman soldier said, "Just say the word." He said, "This is Jesus. Just say the word, Jesus, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers." So it works the same way with prayers. If we understand that we have authority because of Jesus' shed blood, we can pray with authority that commands the angels of heaven. We don't have to beg. I mean, have you ever seen a general on earth beg when he commands his soldiers to go to war? Jesus said of the Roman soldier, "I have never seen such great faith in all of Israel." So Jesus himself equates understanding authority with great faith. So I want to encourage everyone here. You have great faith. The more you store the word of God in your heart and know what it is to pray the word of God, because it does not return to you void, but accomplishes what that word was purposed for, the more you can take authority on the earth. And, you know, Chris, you did an amazing culture summit recently. And most people don't know that as Christians, we have a cultural commission that was given to us in Genesis. You know, we not only have the Great Commission, that we are to go and to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, to spread the gospel, to cast out demons, to get people saved, basically. But we have a cultural commission in Genesis that we are to take dominion. And that means we are to subdue the earth. We are to take dominion. And that is done through engaging in our culture, often through the government. And so we need to not shrink back from these commissions that God has given us and use that authority to bring heaven to earth. And that is a third heaven prayer. A fine example of a third heaven prayer is Jesus gave us that in the Lord's Prayer. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And you know, Chris, there was one time when I was asked to pray in the chambers of our state with the two head congressional leaders. And the Lord gave me a word to give them in their chambers. And he said, "Legislate on earth as it is in heaven." Hmm. Now, that sounds really simple, doesn't it? But when you start applying that to issues like abortion and other things, it can get real complicated because the enemy is so, so good at taking part truths and twisting them. Well, what about the cases of rape and incest and all these things? And the Lord just said, "Legislate on earth as it is in heaven." That just brought peace. There was such peace in the room as we prayed after that. Very simple. Anyone who's listening, anything you're called to do, do it on earth as it's being in heaven.
That's great advice, Donica. Folks, if you listen today, our guest is Donica Hudson. She's the author of Pray America Great. You can order her book on Amazon or go to her website. It's even better at DonicaHudson.com. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about prayer and the strength of prayer. And I want to dig into more of that cultural commission conversation you just started, Donica. Y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
The United States of America has a strong Christian heritage, but most Americans don't know the truly important role that God and the Bible played in the founding of this great nation. This June, join nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes, for 4 amazing days in our nation's capital. With Chris, you'll embark on a journey of discovering the hidden secrets of Washington, D.C., and rediscover much of America's forgotten Christian heritage. Your tour will include an up-close and personal look at the nation's establishment and how it's evolved over the centuries. Learn about the government and the men who helped forge this new kind of republic, one that acknowledged the Creator from its very inception. Know the truth about the creation of the United States of America, about the faith of the founding fathers, and how Christian principles were used to establish this form of government. Visit citizensforamericafoundation.com today and secure your spot to join Chris Hughes in Washington, D.C. this June.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
The Conservative Baptist Network is a dynamic movement of Southern Baptist pastors, churches, and Christians committed to standing for the sufficiency of God's Word in the face of a culture of compromise. The passion and prayer of the Conservative Baptist Network is that God would help Southern Baptists stay bold for the gospel so that we might see revival in America and the world reached for Christ. Visit our website today at conservativebaptistnetwork.com to learn how you and your church can join and support this exciting movement.
Welcome back to Christian Perspective. I'm Chris Hughes. My guest today is one of America's greatest prayer warriors, Donica Hudson. She's an expert on prayer. She travels and speaks all over the country. Maybe some of you attended our Cultural Engagement Summit in Memphis back in April, and she was one of our speakers there. Donica is just someone who has realized that we all can get in tune with God. And you know, we're talking about prayer today, and we've talked about how we pray and should pray about everything. But I want to be clear for those of you listening, God's not some genie, you know, that you rub on a lamp and ask him to do things. You're not sending him to do errands for you. No, that's not what prayer is all about. Prayer is getting us ready for God to do his will in our lives. And we need to be in prayer all the time. And it's not something that we just think we should do. It's a command from God. In fact, do you know if you're not praying, you're sinning? And you're like, Chris, no, don't be judgmental. I'm not being judgmental. I'm telling you what God said. The Bible says, quote, prayerlessness is sin. Prayerlessness is sin, folks. God forbid that I should sin against thee by failing to pray. The Bible says those things. We need to be in prayer all the time. Josh, I'm going to back up a little bit. I do want to get to the cultural stuff you were talking about before the break. But I want us to spend a second more, or a few minutes more if we can. You were talking about having authority when we pray, and you mentioned having authority even over angels. And I think a part of the problem we have in our society today, particularly in the church, Donica, and I mean, you visit enough other churches, you see this. I mean, you go to a pretty powerful church that you and your husband founded, but very few preachers talk about demons and angels at all anymore in America.
That's right.
And Donica, people, even people listening, don't believe there is a demonic war going on in this nation right now. And people are like, oh, Chris, you're radical. There's no such thing as demons. I'm telling you, there are. You know, maybe you need to pray that God opened your eyes to see the horror of what's happening in our nation right now. But there is a war of evil, and there are demons all around. And you might think I'm radical for saying that. I don't care. I know it's true. I've seen it. You know, we've been blessed because there's been a prayer covering. It is. But we've been blessed in our country, Donica, because there's been at least a remnant of church and prayer covering. But I know you've been to other countries, too. In a lot of other countries where they don't have the power of prayer and church like we have in our nation, demonic activity is rampant in a lot of third world countries, and not because they're poor. They might be poor because of the demonic activity in their countries, but demons are real, and God's angels are real, and I didn't want to just pass by that, and maybe you want to touch on that a little bit, but we need to understand that we need to be praying. We need to be praying for other brothers and sisters who are under demonic attack and terrible things are happening. I mean, I know you're. I'm a Southern Baptist. I know you're not. I believe there's a demonic war going on right now for the takeover of the Southern Baptist Convention because we are the mm-hmm. largest sender of missionaries in the world today. And if evil right. can take over the Southern Baptist Convention and a critical race theory and all this other garbage could be taught in our seminaries, then it will change the way the Bible is viewed all over the world because we send and train not just Baptists but others that go into churches all over the world. And I believe that's a demonic war going on in the Southern Baptist Convention and in our country and in the halls of Congress. We need to be praying. And when we fail to pray or don't think it's important to pray, I pray, I'm going to be radical here, I pray that God binds the demons around Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi. And I pray, Donica, that they get saved. Can you imagine, Amen. like, he's not president anymore, but if Barack Obama got saved, if Hillary, and you're saying, Chris, you're so judgmental. Look, if he is saved, he's not living the life that God's called him to live. I can tell you that. So I pray that they either get saved or have a radical transformation in their lives, because imagine the impact they could have. But we're not praying as a nation that these people get saved. I quit preaching, Donica. I'll let you talk.
You're spot on, Chris. You're spot on. I mean, Ephesians 6 says we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies. And so when we talk about having prayer answered, how do we think it gets answered? I mean,
if you don't ask, it's not going to get answered.
So it gets answered because our prayer marshals the forces of heaven. And when we're praying in accordance with God's perfect will, which is his word, and also understanding that the civil covenants that are stored in heaven, he also has blessed those and he will continue to perform them as long as we will pray. I mean, it's the same concept as when a couple recovenant with their marital vows, you know, and they have another ceremony. It is the exact same thing. And, you know, that concept of recovenanting is in the scriptures with Israel as well. You know, many times God took her back, and I'd say America needs taken back. America has marital problems, and so part of my book is to remedy that and to repatriate the heart, give an understanding, bring people to Christ, and to operate through their fullness of authority. And, you know, you mentioned what can people do to build their authority, Chris? Well, I have a fabulous tip, and it's one that has taken me a lifetime to learn, but I hope it'll help others. I actually shared this at the Culture Summit that you planned recently. So prayer involves listening. A lot of times we think it's just a big recitation of all of our wants, and there's different types of prayer. There's petitioning prayer. There's the prayer of faith. But prayer involves understanding you have a relationship, and when you're having a conversation, which is prayer, with God, it involves listening. So there have been times that I've said, okay, God, what do you want me to do today? One of those times was when my kids were young. They were in the car seats. I had picked them up, my two oldest ones. Davis was 5 and Salem was like 3.5. And I picked them up from preschool in Charlotte and had to drop something off at a friend's. And I said, and I listened to the Holy Spirit. And when it was time to leave her house, the Lord said, turn left. Well, the way home was right. I didn't know where I was going. It was pouring down rain. So he has me drive to an elementary school in this Charlotte neighborhood, pouring rain. My children fall asleep in the back of the car seat. And I listen to him, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to just listen to the Holy Spirit. I ended up in a car line at an elementary school, and I knew no one there. And so I'm in this car line, and I start doubting God. How many of you know that are listening? There's times you've listened to God, and you thought, this is not God. So I said, I'm getting out of the car line. So I pulled the car out of this car line, and my son, who is 5, wakes up in his car seat in the back, and he says to me, Mom, get back in the car line. You're disobeying God. And goes back to sleep. And I stopped in the middle of the road just with staring into the rearview mirror like, did that just happen? I couldn't believe it. So I got back in the car line, and I thought, okay, Lord, you've been very clear with this. So I get up there, and all I knew to do, since I didn't have a kid to pick up, was pull into one of the spaces and pray. Well, I don't know if many of you on here on this radio show have had the spirit of intercession hit you, but it hit me. And I was sobbing. The kids slept through the whole thing. I prayed for about 30 minutes, sobbing. and praying and warring in the spirit. And then when the burden left, it left. And I said, I don't know what I prayed. I prayed in the spirit, but I know something was accomplished. A couple of days later, I'm in my office. One of the elders from my church calls and he says, Donica, he said, I need you to pray with my daughter. Well, guess where this daughter worked? At this elementary school. Yeah, I knew immediately. I almost fell out of my chair. I knew immediately what was going to happen and that God had already prepared me. So I said, absolutely. So he brought his adult daughter, who was on staff at this elementary school, over to my office in Charlotte. And I had another lady, a pastor's wife, pray with me. And we saw the most radical transformation in this amazing woman of God. She got set free from trauma. So when you say strongholds and demonic things aren't, most people don't believe in them. Well, that is not what the scripture says. And this wonderful woman of God got set free. And that was about, I don't know, probably 16 years ago. And she is still serving God. And God has promoted her and promoted her. And she is on fire for the Lord. So listening to God will absolutely build your authority. So here's the challenge I have for everyone listening by radio. Take some time. Ask the Lord where he wants you to go, what he wants you to do. You might say, okay, Lord, you go to the gym to work out. Let's work out our authority in our faith. Let's build our faith. Let's build our authority. You might say, okay, Lord, for the next 2 hours this afternoon after work, I'm going to just listen to you and I'm going to do what you tell me to do. It may be walk to the park and give somebody a $5 bill, or it could be go over here and share the love of God with this person. It may just be go give this person a hug. You know, I did this again, and I asked the Lord, this was back when I was single, and I said, okay, God, I was driving home from church, and I grew up in Wingate, North Carolina, so I was driving back, and the Lord said, turn here, turn there. Well, this is nighttime, and I'm in the town. Now, my father was the attorney for Wingate growing up, and so I knew everybody in the community, and I didn't know this lady. She was sitting out. It's nighttime. She's on a chair in the middle of her yard, and the Lord said, stop and minister to her. Well, it's like, I don't know, between 9 and 10 o'clock. So I got out there, and let me tell you what, when you obey the Lord, there is such joy in it. I was able to pray with this woman to receive the Lord Jesus. She was out there. She had been lonely and had been heartbroken from traumatic things that had happened in her life. And God just wants us to be willing. I mean, this is what truly living as missionaries in America, as Christians can be. It's not just going to the four walls of the church and worshiping. If we're not the light outside of those four walls, what good are we? You know, this is how we keep our saltiness. This is how we still influence our culture. This is how we still win people to Jesus. And the Bible says that it is the love of God that draws man to repentance. Whenever we obey the Lord and we do this kind of spiritual exercise to build our authority and our faith, God is going to build and bolster our love for him and for mankind. So I just challenge you to take some time and do that. It'll build your faith like nothing else.
Amen. Folks, we're talking to Donica Hudson today. She has a great book out called Pray America Great. I want to encourage you to check out her book. You can get it on Amazon or go to her website, DonicaHudson.com. Be praying for her and her family. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to dig in a little bit deeper into what you were just talking about of listening to God. Stick around. Be right back.
A brand is a design, name, symbol, or any other feature that sets an organization or individual apart. Bringing that brand to life can be difficult, but Diggs Design is here to help you take that next step or re-energize your current situation.
We can handle logos, social media graphics, cards, weddings, clothings, prints, photo editing, and much more. Give us a call today at 704-984-2432 or connect with Diggs Design on social media.
In a world crowded with viewpoints and voices.
Critical condition after a...
I believe the message of this...
Financial problems.
Only one voice matters. God's. At the College at Mid-America and Mid-America Seminary, we equip leaders to think from a biblical worldview. Online or on our Memphis campus. Check out the College at Mid-America and Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary at mabts.edu and be equipped to light the way.
This show is brought to you by Generous Joe's, the coffee company with the Christian perspective. This is the answer that Christians and conservatives have been looking for. A coffee company that gives back to causes you care about. Order your coffee today at shopgenerousjoes.org and even subscribe to a subscription coffee plan and never forget the coffee you love or the causes you care about.
Do you desire to build family relationships that stand the test of time? Does creating a godly family seem like a daunting challenge? You're not alone. I'm Connie Albers, author of Parenting Beyond the Rules and host of Equipped to Be. As a mother of five, I understand your struggles. For 35 years, I have been helping families just like yours build lasting relationships. I'd like to invite you to tune in to Equipped to Be and visit ConnieAlbers.com, where I share useful tips and proven strategies to help you navigate the seasons of motherhood, faith, and life with confidence and joy.
The United States of America has a strong Christian heritage, but most Americans don't know the truly important role that God and the Bible played in the founding of this great nation. This June, join nationally syndicated radio host and founder of the Citizens for America Foundation, Dr. Chris Hughes, for 4 amazing days in our nation's capital. With Chris, you'll embark on a journey of discovering the hidden secrets of Washington, D.C., and rediscover much of America's forgotten Christian heritage. Your tour will include an up-close and personal look at the nation's establishment and how it's evolved over the centuries. Learn about the government and the men who helped forge this new kind of republic, one that acknowledged the Creator from its very inception. Know the truth about the creation of the United States of America, about the faith of the founding fathers, and how Christian principles were used to establish this form of government. Visit citizensforamericafoundation.com today and secure your spot to join Chris Hughes in Washington, D.C. this June.
Welcome back to Christian Perspective. My guest today is Donica Hudson. We've been talking about prayer, the importance of prayer. What does a covenant mean? How do we access the power of God through prayer and authority? And before the commercial break, Donica was talking about listening to God. And Donica, I know we don't have a whole lot of time left in the show, and I want to talk about the newest version of your book. But before we do that, I want to dig in just a second so people understand. You know, maybe someone's listening and they're not a Christian. They're like, are you crazy, Chris? What are y'all talking about? God's not going to audibly speak to me. Well, that's not God communicates in different ways. And
that's right.
I'll share with me, but I'd have you share, Donica, because you were giving stories of how God told you to do something. People might say, well, that woman's crazy. What is she talking about? Y'all, I'm telling you, if you'll do what Donica said and spend time in prayer, and prayer time includes what she said, listening. We need to shut up and listen sometimes and just be quiet during the prayer time and allow God to speak. Another way God's going to speak to us is by reading his word. That's a great way that God communicates with us. We need to read the Bible every day. But Donica, I know many times where God might tell me to go a different way, and then I find out, you know, that there was a terrible wreck and I might have been in that wreck. And I, like you were talking about, God told you to drive to that school. But I know something that happens with me a lot, and I mean on a weekly basis. And this might sound like a simple thing, but prayer is important. Sometimes I just, so this is a way, y'all, if you're listening, well, how did God tell you? Sometimes I just get an overwhelming burden that, and I might have even done this with you, with Donica, that I need to, what I call touch somebody. So I'll get a burden that I need to be praying for Donica right now. And I don't know why, you know, I might not have talked to Donica. I'm using you as an example, Donica. I might not have talked to Donica in 2 or 3 months. But I mean, literally, I get those. Sometimes it's people I haven't talked to in years, and I just feel like you need to pray right now. I want to tell you that is God speaking to you, and you need to
stop
what you're doing right then and there, and you need to pray for them. That's God saying, this person needs prayer covering now, and you need to do it. And you may not be where you can get on your knees. You might be driving your car, but you can pray for somebody wherever you're going and no matter who you're with. I mean, you can be in a business meeting, but if God tells you to pray for somebody, you need to do it. And Donica, I'm not exaggerating here. Just about every time I've done that, I usually reach out. I might just send a text and say, hey, Donica, I just want you to know I'm praying for you right now or today.
That's right.
Sometimes it's even...
You've called me, Chris, right when I needed somebody backing me up. You know, a lot of people think, well, gosh, they're the ones out front. They're doing all kinds of media ministry, but we need backing up too.
Yeah. But Donica, just about every time I've done that, and again, sometimes I haven't spoken to those people in years, but I just felt like God needed me to pray for them. And every single time they've said, I have no idea what's happening in my life right now. I needed that. So that's a way that God speaks to us. And I'm sorry to eat up time, but I wanted, maybe you can touch for a minute about, you know, different ways God can speak to us when we're silent listening. Oh, and then I want to talk about the updated version of your book.
Absolutely. Well, years ago, I had a TV show from 2004 to 2009, and one of my favorite interviews was Dr. Henry Blackaby, who wrote the book Experiencing God. And I don't know about you, Chris, but that was one of the books that was required every time I took a missions team on the mission field. Everybody had to go through that book. And Dr. Blackaby talked about five ways that we hear from God. And those five ways are, one, the Bible, two, the church, three, circumstances, four, other people, and five, prayer. So when we start listening, that requires listening. When we start listening to the Lord, God will start to reveal himself, and it will become second nature to just follow him. I mean, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, that means that the Holy Spirit that we're sealed with when we came into the blood covenant with Christ Jesus leads us. How does he lead us? Through those five ways: Bible, church, circumstances, other people, and prayer. And that has really been a fabulous way for me to break down and understand how he leads me. So when I get that, the challenge to listen to God in prayer, he's never going to tell you to do something that doesn't line up with the Bible. And many times he will speak through circumstances that we're going through. And, you know, that's kind of what led me to write this newest addition to my book, Dethroning the Deep State Prayer, which, when the great awakening overtakes the great reset, Chris, is just listening to God and the circumstances that our country's in.
Well, can you talk about the updated version of your, what's changing in the newest version of the of your book, and maybe share with them, because you have prayers, and those are prayers we can pray. Can you talk a little bit about that too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, there are many prayers in my book that we can pray. These prayers are recovenanting prayers. And there's, you know, recovenanting with our Declaration of Independence, with our Constitution, with the Mayflower Compact. All of these historical documents are stored in heaven because they were civil covenants that our founding fathers made, that God blessed. And so what happened, Chris, for me is, as I continue to look at the circumstances that we're in this nation, I realized that this is no longer a battle in America between Democrats and Republicans. It's not even a battle between Marxists and constitutionalists. It is a battle between the globalists and the nationalists. And by that, I mean the globalists, who are pushing for a new world order. And that has been both Democrats and Republicans historically. Remember, Bush Sr. Spoke and pushed for a new world order. And now we've got Biden, who has come out recently and is advocating for a new world order as well, which means that we have a sitting president, a sitting, I believe, illegitimate U.S. president, who is pushing for a new world order. Biden actually said that he was talking, you know, he's spoken at the World Economic Forum, but he would like the opportunity what he said right here is to build back better when constructing a new world order. And he is advocating that America would be at the top of this new world order, which is absolutely ludicrous. That means doing away with our Constitution, doing away with America as we know it, having no borders, and becoming a globalist nation run by who? The global elite. Now, the nationalists are China and Russia. And when Trump was president, he was considered a nationalist president. Simply, he's not a dictator, and neither has our country ever been one, but because he was painted as a nationalist because he was for the America First agenda. So it's important that we as Christians understand the circumstances we're living in today, because this is a spiritual battle. Now, it took me a year researching this prayer to write it. It's got a long introduction so we understand what we're praying, and then it brings the scriptural aspect into the prayer. But the reason this is a spiritual battle is anytime you hear, as a Christian, you hear the term NWO, New World Order, that should automatically trigger for you as a believer who understands the Bible, one world government, which sets the stage for the rise of the Antichrist. We all know that our old foe, Satan, has done nothing but want to garner rulership of the world for himself since the beginning, since the fall in Genesis. It has been the goal of our adversary to rule this world. We, the body of Christ, who are in covenant through Jesus' shed blood, are the only ones globally who have the authority to push back against this globalist agenda and say no and maintain and preserve our nation. If America falls on the global scene, the rest of the world goes with it.
Amen. Well, Donica, we've run out of time. Can you tell them real quickly the name of your book and where they can find it?
The name of my book is Pray America Great, Joining the Prayer Force of Heaven. You can go on Amazon and just type that in there. My name is Donica, D-O-N-I-C-A, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N. Type in Pray America Great by Donica Hudson, and it should pop right up.
Well, thank you, Donica, so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be there with you, and I pray that people who have been on the phone with us, been on the radio show, are empowered to pray like never before, because your prayers make a difference.
Amen. And I encourage you not only pray for our country, but pray for Donica and her family as they're traveling the country and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening today. Listen each and every day in your favorite radio station. If this is released later today as a podcast, and you can share it with your friends on social media. Now let's go impact the culture for Jesus.
Thank you for listening. The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. Learn more about impacting the culture for Jesus.
Visit citizensforamericafoundation.com.
This is the Truth Network.